Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Every summer, paleontologists head into the field to unearth fossils that can increase our knowledge of dinosaurs. But as Judith Sassoon, professor of paleontology at the University of Bristol, explains, not every important find requires digging.
In 1994, the skull of a gigantic marine reptile was unearthed from a clay pit in Westbury, southwest England. The skull belonged to a 150-million-year-old pliosaur from the Upper Jurassic, when southern England was covered by a warm, shallow sea. This fearsome 8-meter-long creature with crocodile-like head, huge jaws and 4 powerful fins hunted in these ancient seas. The fossil was kept in Bristol City Museum until I discovered it among the other hundreds of specimens. But this pliosaur was unusual because it had signs of disease in its jaw joints. The condition had eroded the left joint, displacing the jaw to one side, yet the pliosaur evidently lived for years with its crooked jaw because there are clear marks where teeth from the upper jaw impacted on the lower jaw bone during feeding. So the animal was able to hunt in spite of its painful condition. The pliosaur's large size suggests maturity, and it is possible that the disease developed as part of the aging process, in the same way that aging humans develop arthritic hips. But an unhealed fracture also shows that at some time the jaw weakened and eventually broke. With a broken jaw, the pliosaur could no longer feed, and that final accident probably led to its demise. The pliosaur from Westbury is an amazing example of how the study of diseases in fossils can reconstruct an extinct animal's life and shows that even a Jurassic killer could succumb to diseases of old age.
That was Judith Sassoon of the University of Bristol. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.